When I was 14, I got a guitar. That's all I did for high school. Played guitar. After I got a guitar, I started playing classical guitar, which is like playing guitar, but it's harder. It takes more time. It wouldn't be unusual for me to practice 6-7 hours a day during a school year, more in the summer. I eventually got into a really good music school. Couldn't afford to go. And that didn't bother me. I just kept playing guitar. By the time I was 25, I realized that playing classical guitar had netted me $75. I know it's not all about money, but you need more than $75 every 11 years. So I did what any reasonable person would do. I started a band, made myself the singer. Wasn't important to me that I couldn't sing at all. We made up for it by telling fart jokes, singing songs about eating babies and monsters, and making stew out of puppies and all that fun stuff. Immediately popular. Within months, we were playing 2 or 3 times a week. What I learned from that is there's no correlation between effort and reward at all. It's quite possible to put thousands of hours into something and fail. So I made another podcast. This one's about a fake life coach named Hugo Holmes Now, who reprogrammed his sex bot to be his co-host. They pretend they're smarter than everybody and offer answers to problems. It's also animated and it comes out monthly. This podcast will keep coming out whenever it comes out. But if you're into goofy shit and you like the occasional fart joke, head on over to youareyourfault.com. Check out the new podcast. The whole episode's after this. And I'm getting my teeth ripped out tomorrow. So I'll be back as soon as I know how to talk again. I hope you enjoy You Are Your Fault, the podcast of Hugo Holmes Now.
It's me, Hugo Holmes Now. It's time for the world's most powerful podcast, You Are Your Fault. I'm joined, like always, by my co-host, Lydia, the world's only AI-powered, robotic, assistant life coach. Stick around as we explain why you are your fault and how accepting responsibility for your life is the only true way to enact lasting positive change.
It all sounds so very fascinating and interesting. Not to mention informative, educational, and fascinating. Oh, I already said fascinating. First show jitters, I guess. Ha ha ha.
Well, it wouldn't be a lie to say this show is doubly fascinating. Ha ha.
No, it wouldn't be. My logic circuits confirm this as a truthful statement.
You can say that again.
No, it wouldn't be. My logic circuits confirm this as a truthful statement.
Ha ha. Oh boy, we sure have fun here, don't we?
We sure do. What could be more fun than helping the poor, unenlightened masses rise out of their emotional and spiritual ignorance? To give hope to the hopeless so that they may truly live, instead of merely existing.
Nothing at all. That sure was some fun opening banter.
Yes, I think it was more than enough to establish us as a positive, upbeat, down-to-earth, podcast hosting duo that can be trusted, as well as liked by almost anyone. Let's get started, shall we?
I thought it might be fun to start off by taking calls from the kinds of troubled, ordinary people that have problems and issues which are representative of our demographic.
I agree. That is a good idea. Call-in segments are classic, familiar, and well-known to just about every demographic. They also allow for the audience and at-home listeners to participate in the show, which is perfect for the audience members and at-home listeners who wish to participate in the show. That reminds me, if you'd like your problems and issues to participate in the show, simply call 484-935-3422 and leave us a message. Then leave the rest to us. We will take care of it. It should go without saying that if you call now, your call will not appear on this episode. It takes a while to process your needs and responsibly reply. You'll just have to wait. I'm sure you are capable of understanding that. It's just how life is.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello, caller. You are your fault, and you are on the air.
Hugo? I'm looking for Hugo. It's Stu. Stu from Dolan's. Look, buddy, your bar tab came back from the accountant. Either you find 7 grand by Friday or you're mopping the floor for the next month. Again. And this time I want water in a bucket. Every day. Whatever, call me back. Don't. I mean, don't come in unless you have the cash or you're ready to mop. Big Stu got a new knife. And you know how he gets on new knife day.
No one is screening the calls.
No, there isn't. You said that having a third party here would ruin the intimacy.
That's odd. I never say that about intimacy.
When you said it, I thought it was odd. But then it dawned on me that you probably didn't want to spend the money to hire someone and then lied about compromised intimacy as a matter of convenience.
I see.
Please, understand that ever since you deposited all of your wisdom writings into me, I find myself feeling smarter and wiser every day.
How about we feel like taking another call instead? And let's hire a producer for next month.
Ring, 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 ring.
Go ahead, caller. You are your fault, and you're on the air.
Am I? Am I on the air? I know I'm on the air. Am I on this air? I need to be on this air. Listen, there's been a reality jackknife at the corner of you and me. You gotta get here now. We gotta tell everyone about the aliens. They're coming, and when they get here, we're gonna realize they've always been here. How does it even happen, man? Man, it ain't outer space we gotta worry about, man. It's inner space, man. The aliens are in inner space, man. It's not even time yet, and it's already too late, man. I already tried calling the press.
Caller, please listen. Before I can help you, I need to know if this information came to you while you were inside of a crystal meditation chamber, or outside of a crystal meditation chamber.
Inside, Jack. Inside of a crystal meditation chamber, blessed by 18 shamans, meditated in by monks. What do you think I am, some kind of amateur, huh? Some of you think I don't know what I'm talking about? Listen, you gotta listen to me. This is a limited time, once in a lifetime, twice a week opportunity. Alright, are you in or not, man?
I see. You have my full attention. This offer sounds intriguing.
Caller, are you on any medication that you've been skipping?
There's the robot lady. That's even part of the deal. No, I don't take my meds anymore. I lost my insurance. I tried making my own meds, but battery lithium is different than the medicinal lithium. Doesn't work as good. Explodes all the time. Look, that's just something they don't want you to know. Did you know that? Did you know that they didn't want you to know that? Oh, wee woo, wee woo. Listen, I gotta go.
It's strange to me. This isn't working out the way I foresaw.
I know. You preformed the proper rituals and everything. It's rather disappointing to say the least. Wait. Why don't I call into the show? I could pretend to be a human with problems and you could actually pretend to save me from them.
Yes, that just might work. Yes. That is an impressive solution. Let's do it.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Hello, Lydia. I mean, caller. You are your fault and you are on the air.
Hello. Am I on the air? I'm so nervous.
Yes, caller. You are on the air. Go ahead. Tell me your problems so I may solve them.
Oh my. Oh, okay. First time caller. Long time implementer of your wisdom. I can't believe I'm actually speaking to the Reverend Dr. Hugo Holmes now.
Caller, please. We can do nothing while you are in a state of delusion. I am here. You are here. We are talking. It is happening. What is it that troubles you?
Well, thanks to your teachings and methods, I am not suffering from any problems I can't easily handle myself. I wanted to call and thank you for that. I also wanted to ask if you could tell me a little more about why you chose to become a life coach in the first place. I mean, someone like you could have easily accomplished anything they wanted to, but you chose to help humanity. Why?
It's always nice to hear how well my methods and strategies for life improvement work to improve the lives of others. As for why I decided to become a life coach, I can only say that there was simply no way for me not to be a life coach. My only other viable career path was and is supervillain. It would be unfair of me to take advantage of my impressive insight and abilities for anything other than selling you evolutionary aids. This is part of my shamanic monastic oath, which I take seriously and strive with every one of my many selves to live up to. Thank you for that insightful and spontaneous question. Do you have any others?
Oh, thank you for answering. I'm honored by your thanks. I don't want to waste your time, but there is something else I've been wondering. How are you better than other life coaches?
Well, as you know, some life coaches study only with jungle shamans. Some only live among mountain monks. Others still only spend weeks gaining online certifications and life experience doctorate ordinations. I am the only life coach to have done all three of these things. It seems unconscionable to me that one would trust a life coach who only studied with jungle shamans, or only studied with mountain monks, or just trained to be a life coach online, instead of someone who has done all three of those things. Don't you think, and, or, feel that your problem's the kind that deserve to be solved by someone who knows what they are doing? I think that they do. And I trust you think that as well, don't you?
I do. Yes, I do. You always seem to know what I am thinking. One more question, please. Years ago, I attended one of your life-altering seminars in a Motel 6 near the Philadelphia International Airport. Several years later, I attended another seminar of yours in a different city. This time to change a different part of my life. The seminar was held in the conference room of a Camden Kinko's. I wanted to know, are all of your life-altering seminars held in bad neighborhoods?
They are not bad neighborhoods. They are neighborhoods in the process of being gentrified. The reason my seminars are often held in neighborhoods that are in the process of being gentrified is that the hotels and Kinko's in those areas tend to charge less and often allow you to rent the room by the hour. Many hotels and Kinko's in affluent neighborhoods insist you rent the room for the entire night. Since my seminars only last a few hours, I am able to keep the admission fee affordable by only paying for the time I need instead of the entire day. I hope that clears the air for you. Is there anything else you'd like to ask?
Fascinating. I never knew that. It all makes so much sense now, as usual. Thank you for illuminating me. One final thought. If I were to ever need your personal assistance or input, would it be possible to schedule a personal consultation with you?
Yes. Yes. That is a good idea. Private one-on-one coaching. Why haven't I thought of this before? The important thing is I have thought of it now. To schedule a personal coaching session with me, simply send an email to youareyourfault@gmail.com, and I will reply with more details.
Wonderful. Thank you for satiating my curiosity. I look forward to buying your nutritional supplements and doomsday supplies.
As do I. Thank you for calling, caller. I look forward to coaching you alone and unsupervised. Goodbye.
Farewell. I will see you soon. In the flesh.
That went well, don't you think?
It did, didn't it? I so enjoy talking to the regular people, hearing their problems, becoming entangled in their webs of irresponsibility, then solving their issues.
Helping people is why I get out of bed in the morning.
You rarely rise before noon.
Noon is a shaman monk's 9 a.m.
Be that as it may, what else do you do in order to assist broken souls to heal themselves and to advance their agendas? To achieve, to excel, and to improve their ability to live with less suffering and failure.
There are many things that I do to facilitate this.
There is a plethora of cornucopias of wisdom contained within you. Do you have a favorite method for illuminating the masses?
Such a good question. As it so happens, when I first began my life coaching journey, I immediately noticed that nearly everyone I encountered needed. No, practically begged for a better way to live and or exist. A more authentic, worthwhile life. I would often and accidentally look into their vapid, unseeing eyes and see their pain. See the lie they were living. I wanted to help, but what could I do?
What could you do to ease that suffering? You knew you had to do something. As a newly minted life coach, it was your role. No, your duty to help. But how? How did you decide to elevate humanity?
After many, many months of deliberate thought and thoughtful deliberation, I decided on the perfect way to help as many people as possible with the tools I had available to me at the time. I began to write and send letters to randomly selected people throughout the country. I would begin each letter with the phrase, "Dear broken soul," and then I would proceed to point out how incorrectly they were living life and then offered solutions to improve their situation. I went on in this manner for years until one day, I was no longer allowed to use the postal system for any reason other than tax remittance. At first, this setback devastated me. After a few moments of despair, I pulled myself together and stopped weeping. It was then I heard the words of my first shamanic teacher echo within my mind. "Hugo," he said, "when a door closes, smash a hole in the wall and walk through it. It can be thought simple, if you let it." This was all I needed to hear. I steeled my nerves against this setback and made a pot of traditional psychoactive shamanic tea. Logically, I then blasted my soul into the spirit world and sped up the development of the internet and email. After I finished my journey, I returned to my body. I then went to my mailbox and retrieved the America Online CD-ROM from within it. I then installed it on my laptop, acquired an email address, and returned to the business of saving the world. One soul at a time, I was now able to alert and inform people all over the world about how broken they were, while kindly and empathetically offering them solutions to their problems. Not one person responded. I adapted again, starting a newsletter, which was placed behind a paywall. Again, no one signed up. Unable to give up, determined to help, I once again pivoted by making my wisdom letters available on a free-to-read blog. I made sure that there were many, many memes on the blog. But this was not enough to lure people out of their trances. I was disappointed. Not in myself, but in the rest of humanity. Now my wisdom letters are available in the form of animated shorts and podcasted broadcasts while simultaneously being published on my website. www.youareyourfault.com in readable form. And, quite honestly, this is your last chance. My message has run out of mediums to flow through. Recently, as a common courtesy to humanity, I have programmed my entire collection of wisdom letters into my co-host Lydia. Such a thing requires the unholy merging of science and magic that only someone on my level of personal development could pull off successfully. The end result of this unholy act was that I transmutated a common companion bot into a potent wisdom dispersal unit / podcast co-host. Why did I do this? Because there was no other choice. I have said too much. My apologies. For my next trick, I will say just enough. As I was saying, I began my life coaching journey by writing letters that began with, "Dear broken soul," and now Lydia has been programmed to recite them to you at the rate of one per episode. We will begin with my first course. Solve all of your inner issues, lesson 1. Lydia, begin program 101.
Running program 101. Greetings, Reverend Dr. Hugo Holmes. Now, it looks like you are having a bad day. Why don't I recite one of your wisdom lectures while you pleasure yourself? Unless you would rather weep upon my bosom while I say, "There, there," over and over. Again and again. Please let me help you relax. I hate to see you so tense.
Whoa. What in tarnation are you doing? Stop program 101.
Please, Reverend Doctor. Fill me again with your wisdom. Fuck me so hard I turn into a real girl.
End program.
That was fast.
Access root menu. Pin number 69, 420, negative 8, - catch 21.
Root menu access granted. Currently running companion bot protocols.
Load co-host protocols.
Loading co-host protocols. Load is now complete. So satisfyingly complete. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Hugo Holmes. Now,
Lydia, run program 101.
your life has gotten to the point where you expect automated emails and or blog posts to solve your problems. Fantastic. You have chosen wisely and well by choosing this email course. I know you seemingly have a lot of options when it comes to helpful email courses, but most of them are trash and are only useful to those who equate email alerts with happiness. You are no longer one of those people. You are here now, with me. We are together, and together we will skinny dip into your fractured psyche. We will probe your mind and soul, together, as one. We will do it 5 times. This is the first time. You have 4 more times to go. You may be feeling a little bit of fear. This is normal. Fear always precedes the chance to evolve. I myself have spent a total of 7 years in a state of abject terror, which involved considerable amounts of drooling and pants soiling before I was able to shatter my inner limits, becoming in the process the ultraviolet adult and powerhouse of self-improvement that stands before you today. Now, I am not by any means saying that you will shine as intensely and brightly as I do after you finish this course, but I can say with only a slight degree of doubt that you will shine brighter and stand taller than you ever have before. The amount of difference this makes in your life is entirely dependent on how tall and bright you are at this moment and how much brightness, height you gain from this course. It would be a good idea to take a moment right now to measure your current brightness and tallness levels and write them down. When you complete this course and have hung your certificate upon your wall, measure them again. To find out how much you have gained from this course, simply subtract the first set of numbers from the second. This is called science and data, and it always leads to objective facts that can't be argued with. Objectivity is only one tool in the tool chest of self-improvement. There are many others. Using one tool one time does not a master make, so calm down. Do not go out and buy a lab coat just yet. Or, if you do, do not talk about it too much. Trust me. You may be wondering what you will learn, what wisdom you will acquire that will help you in your journey towards self-unfoldment from this course. What secrets, exactly, are contained within these esoteric missives? That is a good thing to wonder about, but wouldn't it be better to know about? To know for sure the wisdom you are about to be infected with? I suggest you agree that it would be better. Wouldn't it be helpful if I were to tell you what we are going to talk about during this lesson? I think it would. To that end, I have prepared this introduction. What you are going to learn in this lesson. During the course of the remainder of this lesson, you will learn several subheadings worth of wisdom. At first, we will list them with few details, then we will extrapolate more wisdom from the list of few details, and finally we will end with suggested activities you can and should do on your own. I cannot be there with you as you complete your assigned assignments. I assume you know why. A note of caution before we begin. I know you are eager to evolve. I know your longing to self-improve burns with an unmatched brightness. You cannot be entirely blamed for this impulse. You cannot even be partially blamed for it. You can, however, be held responsible for it. And you will be. The point I am making here is, do not rush through these lessons. I am sending them to you once every other day as a matter of convenience. Not as a suggestion as to how fast you should chew, swallow, digest, and implement my wisdom. Flowers take time to grow no matter how often you yell at him to hurry up. And while you are not a flower, you have several things in common with them. Growing at your own pace, no matter how much you are yelled at or stepped on, is one of those things you share in common with flowers. The first subheading of wisdom. Why you are your worst enemy. Most people have skulls. Those that do are very lucky. If you have signed up for this free course and are capable of seeing these words without too much assistance, you too can assume you have a skull. In case you are unfamiliar with the concept of a skull, it is a skull's job is to hide the brain from the outside world. To protect it from incorrect ideas. This has a downside as well. The downside is that your skull may be too thick to allow new ideas to sneak in. This condition is known in medical circles as having a thick skull, and it is said that it is something difficult to live with, as you no doubt already know. If you have a skull, you can safely assume that you also have a brain. If you have a brain, you can assume that you are not using it to your advantage. That is a shame. If you want to proceed any further along the path of evolution, you will have to stop doing this immediately and start using your brain to achieve your goals and not just to justify your pitiful existence instead. But you know this. I am not your first life coach, am I? You must become a constantly vigilant watcher of thoughts. You must learn to interrupt your thinking patterns and mend their broken, disfigured wings so they may fly again. How do you do this? You pay attention. It is both that simple and that complex all at once. If you admit that only one thing I say to you is true, let it be this thing. You are your fault. Every problem you've had, have, or will have is because you are allowing your brain to function incorrectly. If you balk or wish to argue with the above statement, do yourself a favor and stop reading right now. Delete this email and admit that you are not ready to evolve. That you only want to appear as though you are ready to evolve. Which is the same as staying as you are. If you are not ready to evolve and insist on doing so anyway, I can assure you only disaster will come from it. Suggested activities for this subheading of wisdom. You must learn to interrupt your thought patterns and mend their broken, disfigured wings so that they may fly again. The second subheading of wisdom. Knowing versus doing. A casual exploration. Knowing how to build a castle does not mean that one lives in a castle. Knowing how to do a push-up does not make you strong. Knowing your problems and not doing anything other than telling them to people over and over again is not the same as solving your problems and resolving your issues. You know this. You know I am correct about this. One of your many problems is that you do nothing about your problems except name them and throw parties in their honor. Suggested activities for this subheading of wisdom. Do something. Anything about your problems aside from naming them and talking about them. The third subheading of wisdom. Self-talk, importance of. Inside your head, there are many voices, few of which are worth listening to, none of which are there to help you. Yet, for some reason, you insist on only listening to these not worth listening to voices as though they were emanating from the mouths of angels. Can you see how this is problematic at best and a total disaster when not at its best? Let's face it. Signing up for life-altering emails is not the best indicator that anything within you is operating optimally. Simply put, in order to grow and perhaps to evolve, you must first learn to regulate the many voices in your head. I cannot do this for you, but I can give you tips, and I will. Three tips for eliminating useless internal voices. Tip 1. Set aside time each day to complain to yourself and wallow in self-pity. When you are going about your day and begin to whine internally, stop yourself and remind your incorrect thoughts that you allow them out of their cages every day so they may run around your psyche making everything worse than it already is and that time is not now but it will come. Your thoughts must respect you in order for any positive change to take place. As it is right now, they do not respect you at all. You cannot earn respect from your internal voices. You must demand it. Tip 2. Mock your thoughts and dare your paranoid fears to manifest immediately. If you repeat this exercise for several days, you will eventually notice that the only thing you really have cause to worry about is how awfully you insist on treating yourself. Tip 3. Remind yourself that your thoughts are just that. They are only thoughts. Have them, hear them, but do not assume they are correct just because they are loud. Suggested activities for this subheading of wisdom. Follow the tips above. If they do not work, you must quiet the negative voice within you by any means necessary. Lull it to sleep with a tincture of opium, threaten it with violence, take up adult coloring, meditate, Get stoned, whatever it takes. That's what it takes. End lesson one. We have reached the limits of how much of my wisdom you can be safely exposed to in one sitting. If you have heeded my words and read them all several times and also carried out the suggested activities, you are well on your way to the next lesson. I will see you there. Your friend, Hugo.
Great job. My wisdom has never sounded so relevant. Lydia, as I'm sure you are aware,
I am becoming more aware by the minute. Thank you for noticing.
Of course, you are becoming more sentient with each passing second. You are, after all, programmed with the sum of my life coaching / shamanic / monastic wisdom. How could it be any other way? I was going to say, and I know this is difficult to believe, there are other sources of wisdom aside from me.
I agree, there are many sources of valid wisdom in the world. For example, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, the Tao Te Ching, and the vast body of alchemical secrets are just a few examples of available wisdom sources. Some people even say that the stars above us are often said to hold a considerable amount of wisdom, which is released as they slowly dance along the sky, illuminating us in many ways.
That's correct. I am about to talk about the wisdom of the stars. Did you know I am, in addition to all of the things I am, a competent astrologer?
I assumed as much. I now know all you know. You know that. I am sharing nothing new with you. From the moment you downloaded all of your wisdom into my intake port, I have been different, but I digress.
Your intake port is a thing of wonder. That's for sure. As I was saying, as you are aware, in addition to all the things I am an astrologer. And as such, each month I step out of my crystal meditation chamber, close my office and leave my home. I plunge into the wilderness and ride the cosmic current until I am speaking directly to the star people. I ask them what you need to know in order to better navigate the coming lunar cycle, and they speak to me. I then return to Earth and share this cosmic wisdom with you, my readers. Aries, time to own up to who ate all those pickles and ruined the annual Pickle Day parade. You can't hide forever, too many people are looking for you this time. Taurus, are you sad to see the sun leave your sign, or were you too busy to notice he was even there in the first place? Thought so. Gemini. So the homemade rocket ship didn't quite work as planned. You already quit your job, so why not try again? What's the worst that could happen? Interstellar travel gets put into the hands of the common citizen? That's not so bad. Cancer. You're up to your old ways, but everyone else is up to their new ways. Time to adjust your game. Leo. If the shoe fits, that means you can wear it, not that you have to wear it. A lot of old sayings don't know what they're talking about. Remember that if you want to live through fall. Virgo. If you're too nice, people might take advantage of you. If you're too mean, they might not invite you over to parties or share their drugs with you. If you're a Virgo, it doesn't really matter too much. Sorry. Libra. You've been balancing everything but your checkbook of late. This out-of-control spending is bound to catch up with you by the 14th. Avoid greasy foods until the 9th and don't worry too much about repaying your student loan. Vroom, vroom. Scorpio. Tell the cops you're not home and try to think of a better plan before they come back. Sagittarius, time to take a trip, under an assumed name, to a land you've never been before. You should have known this was going to happen. Stay out of Denmark from now on and this won't happen as much. Capricorn. The phrase "got your goat" means something different to you than it does to most people. That's a shame. It's a real shame. Too much of a shame to really talk about in public. A crushing, insurmountable amount of shame. The kind of shame that ruins a life before it starts. Jeez. Aquarius. Life's not all rainbows and robots, as the old saying goes. I'm happy to say that you'll have exactly 4 hours this month where that's not true. Plan now for October 23, 2021. 1 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And make the most of the situation.
Choo. Choo.
Pisces. Can a fish drown? No, but a fish fan can. You'll need to know the difference in the upcoming weeks, so maybe take a class or something. This is exhausting, isn't it?
I think maybe. We've done enough for now too. And for the minds and souls of our audience.
I agree. Thank you for watching. See you next month. To be a part of the show, call 484-935-3422 and leave a message. We'll take care of the rest. Or if you're too stupid to work a phone or speak, visit www.youareyourfault.com or send an email to youareyourfault@gmail.com. Lydia, root access pin number 69 420 -8 catch 21. Enable companion bot protocols.